April is Earth Month, and if there's one thing I've learned, it's that quality is sustainability. Think about it. When you invest in well-made, durable products, you're not just buying something that lasts longer, but you're reducing the need for constant replacements. That's why I am happy to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Zabe Cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Tuesday, April 22nd. Solo run today. Thank you for joining me. Let's get into it today on the show. Dude, where's my car? Do we still believe all women? You know we're fighting over paperwork, right? And the dumbest shows were often the biggest hits. Thank you for downloading this ApeCast. Let's get into it, starting in Philadelphia, city of savages. I say that tongue-in-cheek to Eagle fans. One Eagle fan wrote me a long email and said he was canceling his subscription to the ApeCast because of my constant referencing of Eagle fans as savages. I know many Eagle fans, wonderful people, family men and women, love the bird. Go birds! That said, the city is a shithole. I have no problem saying that. And anyone who disagrees is either a blind Philly loyalist or they're crazy. I believe the number of unsolved murder cases in Philadelphia proper is approaching, and I'm sure somebody will check this on me, but I think I remember at one point it was close to 80%. Like in Philly, you've got an 8 in 10 chance of getting away with murder by the numbers. And if you're a high-profile athlete and you have nice things, and even if you help the city win another Super Bowl in resounding fashion, like wide receiver A.J. Brown did, all that does not matter. to the rampant fucking criminals that have overtaken the city of brotherly hate. AJ Brown, take it away.
Come on, Philly. Come on, man. You stole my whip last night. Come on, man. I make a deal with you, bro. To whoever you are, which I'm going to find out soon. I make a deal with you, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. I won't press charges, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. And you can go on about your day. But if I find you...
By the way, if A.J. Brown majored in criminal justice, he had to have flunked. This is not how criminals think. Oh, you went on social media to ask for the... Oh, you asked nicely. Okay, I'll bring it back. Should I bring it back washed and detailed? Just bring it back, he says. Hey, man, you stole my whip last
night.
Which
I'm going to find out soon. I'll make a deal.
Oh, are you going to find out soon? Are you so sure about that? Hell, Marvin Harrison, Philly legend, turned Colts Hall of Famer, has a gold jacket. Go Google search the story of Marvin Harrison back when he owned several car washes in Philly and the eyewitness to a murder that happened with Marvin Harrison that was never, ever close to resolved. Just went cold. Man, I think I could have sworn I saw Marvin Harrison chase a guy out of his car wash and kill him dead in cold blood in Philly. Cold case. But okay, maybe you'll find out who stole your car.
But you, bro, just bring the whip back, bro. I won't press charges, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. And you can go on about your day.
Go on about your day. What do you think? Has he got a day full of meetings? Along with stealing people's cars?
But if I...
Yeah, you can go about your day. Stealing other people's cars.
I find you.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
Oh, it is. And what is that going to be? You don't think a guy that steals expensive cars from the driveways of prominent athletes wouldn't also, in a heartbeat, shoot dead a prominent athlete who tries to tell him it's going to be what it's going to be?
And I'm going to come in the interrogation room. I might see about you, my boy.
I might see about you. Well, I don't even know what that means. He's pissed off. I get it. I had a friend, close friend to me, have his truck stolen recently, and it really has taken him to a whole new level. And I can imagine how violated you must feel. Like, what the fuck, man? The inconvenience of it and everything else. But I'm going to interrogate you.
It's going to be what it's going to be. And I'm going to come in the interrogation room. I might see about you, my boy.
Oh, I'm going to come in the interrogation room. That's with the police. I don't think they let the owners of vehicles come into the police interrogation room and start asking about you. Something tells me AJ Brown's watched too many episodes of Law and Order. He thinks he's going to get to come in there as the perp is handcuffed to the table, and that he's going to get to slap him around and go, "What are you doing? Stealing my car? I helped win the Super Bowl for this team."
Like,
while reading books.
I'm on that. But yeah, bring the whip back, bro. You smooth with it, though. You pulled up at 3:42. You walk. You got up out of there at 3:45. You fast on your feet.
3:45. So they're already driving a very expensive car to begin with.
Real fast. I'm going to show you how fast I am on my feet.
Yeah. Faster than a Glock 9? I don't know.
Yeah. Real talk. Like, this
week. Oh, this is real talk.
This finna get done today. Like, bro, so you might as well pull back up, bro. Drop that off, bro. We know where you're at right now.
We know where you're at right now, do you? I mean, maybe he's got low jack on the car. Who knows? You may find the car. Are you going to find the criminal?
Right now. Like, pull back up, bro.
Right now. Okay. This is why Doug Llewellyn on the People's Court used to say all the time, don't take the law into your own hands. Take them to the People's Court. Da-da-da-da-dee. Ding. Well, I hope A.J. Brown gets his car back. This could happen, by the way, in any city, and does happen in every city. And why he's not parking his cars in a much more secure garage and a much more giant palatial estate as a professional baller with multiple levels of security and guards and fences and dogs on top of fences and dogs with bees in their mouth that shoot out when they see any. I don't know. He should, though. But hey, it's a write-off, Jerry. Just write it off. Meanwhile, Shannon Sharp is being sued for rape. Oof. That doesn't hit good. According to the civil lawsuit asking for $50 million, the woman says she was 19 when she met Sharp. That is technically legal. And the relationship grew tense when Sharp recently went on Instagram Live, apparently having sex with another woman. There's a lot going on in that one sentence, writes Andrew Brandt. Well, do we still, quote, believe all women? It's a civil suit, not a criminal suit. There's no evidence other than her word. Sounds like it could be very scammy. Jay-Z recently had rape charges. Not charges, but a lawsuit over an alleged rape thrown out because the accuser was completely not credible and nobody was willing to represent her. I'm of the belief that no, believe the evidence. Believe all evidence is what I believe. Don't believe all women. Not all women tell the truth. Many women lie, and especially when money is involved. Shannon Sharp is on the verge of signing a new podcast deal in which he is going to receive upwards of $100 million for his podcast. I listened to the Shannon Sharp podcast with Ocho Cinco, and I just was like, oh, let me hear what this is all about. It was the most mundane recapping of generic NBA games and generic takes. I really thought I was going to get some inside Club Shay Shay stuff. But yeah, I believe none of this until there's more evidence. And even though I don't really care for Shannon Sharp, and I think this was probably bound to happen given the way he likes to roll, I still want to see more before I go any further on this. So we shall see. Dateline Dallas, poor Nico Harrison. This guy, I think, undoubtedly was forced to trade Luka Doncic against his will, was forced to do it in a fire sale, get rid of him now move from his dipshit boss, Patrick Dumont, and is trying to do the best to salvage it and to keep his job and to keep whatever is left of his reputation. But it is not going well. The Mavericks season ended on Friday night in the second play-in game they had to play, and they ended up losing. But in addition to just losing the game, the guy that they acquired for Luka Doncic, AD, who is known for one thing and one thing only, getting hurt, staying hurt, and being hurt, got hurt, shooting an air ball from three. Ow! Oh, man. In addition to that, they show the game, and it's like, AD for three, and that's an air ball. Uh-oh, he's limping now. Okay, he's going to have to come out of the game. Whistles, timeout. Television cut right to Nico Harrison. Wow. And Nico had the most bitter, sourpuss look on his face. I mean, he could have sucked juice out of a marble. He was so pissed off. And I thought, you know, they kind of did him dirty there. Did they have to show him? Right at that moment, oh, AD's hurt again. Well, what do you know? Oh, where's Nico? Boom. How's he liking it? As Michael Scott once said, nope, don't like that. How come once upon a time, the dumbest shows were the biggest hits? For some reason, oh, I think it was the anniversary of the TV show Gilligan's Island. Now, Gilligan's Island holds a special place in my heart because it was in the wheelhouse of my adolescent television watching days. And as I watched the intro to Gilligan's Island one more time for just good old reminiscing.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
A tropic port.
Was a mighty sailing man.
The skipper brave and sure.
Okay, first of all, the mate was a mighty sailing man.
No, no. Gilligan was a stooge and an imbecile, not a mighty sailing man.
Sailing man.
The skipper brave and sure.
The skipper was not brave and true. Played by the great Alan Hale, rest in peace. He was not brave and sure. He was a quick to blame everyone else guy. And a coward.
Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed.
If not for the courage of the fearless crew,
the Minnow would be lost. The Minnow would be lost.
By the way, they've got this old wooden ship's wheel on this otherwise innocuous 18-foot Boston Whaler fishing boat, which, as anyone who knows boats knows, that's probably ridiculous.
Ships aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan.
Old Bob Denver. There's Alan Hale.
The millionaire.
Jim Backus as Thurston Howell III. Natalie Schaefer.
Ginger.
Tina Louise.
And the rest. Are here.
Oh, wait a minute. They cut the. I played the wrong version. They cut out Marianne. What in the hell is that all about? Anyway, Gilligan's Island was a huge hit back in the day. And the premise of it was plainly absurd from every corner of the whole script and the whole idea. How? Why would it be such a hit show? The pithy writing? The big name movie stars involved, they were not big names on the show. They became somewhat well known only because of the success of the show. There was nothing about the show that seemingly would make it a hit, and yet it was. And so it got me to thinking about other hit shows, TV shows from the 80s. Another one, which is right in my wheelhouse, Fantasy Island. Absurd. An island where one man can make your fantasy come true and to sort of heal and patch up lives that have been affected by trauma of one sort or another by granting fantasies or trying to grant fantasies. Sometimes it wouldn't work. I know, let's cast Ricardo Montalban as the mysterious man who owns the island for some reason, and let's dress him in a white suit to greet people as they come to the island. Deep plane, and let's give a midget who barely speaks English a big role in this show just to make it more fucked up. Boom, big hit. Is it because, as Costanza said in one of the early episodes of Seinfeld when they were reenacting their pitch to the networks about Seinfeld and said, well, what's it going to be about? It's a show about nothing. Well, who would watch it then? Why would anyone tune in? I believe Costanza said with great disdain, it's television. People are going to watch. It's on television is basically what he said. Maybe that was the case. We don't seem to have as many preposterous shows these days that if you really sit there and go, wait, what are you saying exactly? Why would I ever watch that? It doesn't seem like that's in fashion anymore. If I'm missing some, let me know. Long live the Pope. The Pope is dead. This comes literally hours after Easter, and it was quite the surprise. And of course, some people are now half-jokingly, I think jokingly, blaming Vice President J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance met with the Pope on Easter and sent out a tweet with a photo or two saying, today I met with the Holy Father, Pope Francis. I am grateful for his invitation to meet, and I pray for his good health. Happy Easter. Well, shoot. Put that one in the freezing cold takes category. Pope Francis dies at 88 years old, served for 12 years, and I won't get into the politics of the Catholic Church, but boy was he political, and boy was he liberal, and boy do I know a lot of Catholics who ain't about it. He was, of course, the first non-European pope from Buenos Aires, Argentina, replacing Pope Benedict, who also served, for 7 years, not quite as long. Pope Benedict looked like the mean pope. The pope of my upbringing, and I'm not Catholic, and I'm not anti-Catholic, I'm just not Catholic, not very structured religiously. We go to a Episcopal church, which is close, but not really. Pope John Paul II was the pope of my lifetime, of the prime of my life, serving from 78 all the way until April of 05. 26 good years for Karol Józef Wojtyla from Poland. My grandmother, my dad's mother, was so overjoyed as a second generation Polish immigrant, I believe second generation. Don't quote me on that. I should ask my pops. Pretty sure she was born in the U.S., but one generation prior, they came over. Boy, my grandmother loved the fact that there was a Polish pope. And John Paul II had this wonderful way about him, a beautiful smile, a beautiful face, and a nice touch. He was a killer pope. And by killer, I mean a great pope. He also gave us the Pope Mobile because he survived an assassination attempt. And then they were like, oh, shit, we should probably design some sort of car that's got bulletproof glass that people can see the Pope when he comes to cities and you can't just pew pew him, try to shoot him. But yeah, I went to go look up the list of popes on Wikipedia like I do coaches whenever I forget. Okay, who was the coach before this guy, before that guy? Wikipedia always has the quick, easy list. Go there. And I was quickly reminded of, oh yeah, they've got like 256 popes all time going way, 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 way back. So when you go scroll down, because the current modern popes are at the bottom, you got to go grab the scroll handle, which is a tiny little dot on this particular page. While we're on the subject of religion, it's interesting that Phil Jackson, of all people, knocked the NBA for playing games on now both Christmas and Easter. Said Coach Phil, he of the smudging the locker room fame, again, the NBA tests faith by playing multiple games on Christmas and Easter, sacred days. Wow. I always thought Phil was more hippie. He was more church of what's happening now. He was more Phil woo-woo than he was structured, organized religion. Phil Jackson. I had to check the tweet several times, and then I saw other outlets reporting Phil Jackson knocks NBA for playing on Christmas and Easter. I don't know if you can really ask them to stop playing on Easter. That is playoff time. Easter does move around quite a bit according to the religious calendar, so it's not like it's on a set day. And the Christmas thing, well, Christmas has been so commercialized, just ask Charlie Brown. I'm not sure you can rip them. Plus, the NBA, the NFL is about to steal Christmas anyway, permanently from the NBA. It won't be long now before the NFL says, oh, what are you doing? You leaving? What are you going? I thought you used to play bouncy ball games on Christmas. Oh, you don't like our quadruple header of NFL action on Christmas? It's a Tuesday, but we don't care. The NFL. Yeah, interesting though. Also interesting is that Google, your favorite search engine.
No, mine's Ask Jeeves still.
Oh, okay. Google, which often decorates its homepage with the Google logo and the search box for all kinds of special occasions, holidays, religious holidays, didn't have one for Easter. Nothing. Not even something that is secularized, like the Easter Bunny and little eggs. Nothing. Just nothing. Interesting. Wonder why that is. When it comes to other Easter displays, somebody had a picture of a Delta gate at some airport with the most low-key, low-effort, no-budget, low-budget Easter decorations at the gate. It was a single foldable cardboard table with a little one color tablecloth, disposable, and I think 6 different plastic eggs filled with candy on top of it. Somebody posted a photo of it. I retweeted it saying, this has big, it is your birthday, period, energy. Dwight Schrute, if you know, you know.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/ZABE. That's SelectQuote.com/ZABE today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. I know exactly how it feels to look in the mirror and notice, hey, my hairline is playing defense right now and it's not winning. The forehead keeps on advancing. But who has time to deal with hours and hours of doctor's appointments to try to win the battle? That's where Hims comes in. They've changed the game. Hims provides convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments at work, all from the comfort of your couch. No need to take time off of work. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The best part is the process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. And here's another win. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/ZABE. That's hims.com/ZABE for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/ZABE. Prescription products require an online consultation with healthcare providers who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Vinko Bogotage, meet Joel Damon, or Damon. Vinko Bogotage being the famous The Agony of Defeat skier who fell off the ski jump that was replayed forever and ever and ever and ever on the wide world of sports opening. He was never a big threat to medal in that event, was a very fringe ski jumper who had just kind of taught himself how to jump. I believe he was a painter as well. Forget which Eastern Bloc country he came from, but should not have been on that ski jump on that day or any day. Just a horrible crash, chickening out at the last minute. Well, poor Joel Damon, struggling now to get his PGA career back on track after what looked like some really promising developments. He, of course, being one of the big stars on the first edition of Full Swing on Netflix. Kind of peaked in 2022, struggling lately. He's playing the opposite field event for the non-top 50 players in the world that were at Hilton Head. And he's running away with it, going to go wire to wire. Bogeys the last three holes to lose by one. Bogey, bogey, bogey. Oh, my God. Included a missed two-foot putt that went whoop, horseshoed right out of the hole. Unbelievable. He had gone the first 2 days not making a single bogey for 36 holes. Imagine that. You're playing great. You know the course. You're comfortable. 36 holes. Par, par, birdie, 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 par, par, beer, par, birdie, birdie, par, par, birdie. Did I make any bogeys? No, I didn't. All right, see you this weekend. Okay, I'm cruising home. I got a three-shot lead. I'm good. Bogey, 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 loser. Sucks. That's why Mr. Williams says, stupid a fucking game. Dateline blowouts. So over the weekend, the Reds won a game 24-2 over the Orioles. So that's a win by 22. The Cavaliers won their opening round game in the NBA Eastern Conference by 21. And the Oklahoma City Thunder won by 51 over Memphis. 51 in which they benched their starters for the entire fourth quarter. According to Optistats, a account on Twitter, which is a decent follow, although they clearly are just in the business of mining esoteric stats, this has never been done before. Never before has a baseball game and an NBA game been won by 20 or more points or runs in a single day. It happened three times, actually. Two NBA games and also a baseball game. Oh, have you checked the Thunder's draft picks? Because of several outcomes in the play-in round of the tournament, a number of picks that had been promised to OKC and their GM, Sam Presti, who has done the mother of all tank turnarounds, way better than what the Sixers did in the trust the process era to get Embiid and others. Sam Presti now has a team that's the youngest team in the league still. They are favored to win the NBA title, according to the odds makers. They won the most games this year, and they have two number one picks this coming June in the NBA draft. They have their own number one next year, but they've got a bunch of other swaps and unprotected picks that, or protected picks that could become unprotected. I know it sounds very sexual, right? A lot of unprotected and swaps. If you go look at the assets still coming to OKC in all these moves that Presti has made, you could make a legitimate argument, or too much. I got too many draft picks. Where are we going to stash all these picks?
To which I say they should, you know, Presti should just trade some of these number one picks because a number of teams have already given them up. It's almost like you're selling the picks back to them for more of their picks in the future. And you have built now a perpetual draft pick generating machine if you're Sam Presti and Oklahoma City. That would be wild. Hey, let's talk Maryland man controversy. I believe the guy's name is Diego Garcia Abrega, blah, blah, something, don't care, in the country illegally. Blah, 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 in the country illegally. Yes, I am absolutely, unapologetically one of those guys. As is, I think, a majority, a healthy majority of Americans. Yeah, we want illegals deported. Yes, tomorrow. Should there be consideration if they've been here a longer amount of time and are good citizens? Okay, I can buy into that to a certain extent, but no. There's got to be fucking laws. You and I and everyone else pay taxes. It's bullshit. Number one bullshit. And so this guy is the biggest joke ever because, as I said in the tease to start the podcast, you know we're arguing over paperwork, right? If the idiot libs and idiot Democrats like this Van Hollen clown who flew down there to go visit him, if they were being intellectually honest, they would say, look, we want to bring him back because we want to deport him the right way. We need to finish the right paperwork and finish the final step of his legal process. He was already pretty much on the loading dock, immigration-wise, to be kicked out. And there's all this stuff against him, and there, you know, there's the tattoos on his knuckles, which some people are saying, those are photoshopped. Others are saying, that doesn't mean MS-13. But then, of course, every photo that his wife, who filed a restraining order against him, I guess we're not believing her either, believe all women, for domestic violence, every photo she posts to get him back has the tattoos on his knuckles obscured by heart emojis. Oh, isn't that sweet? And of course, the media being completely corrupt and complicit, calling him a Maryland man. He's just a Maryland man. There is no amount of excuses or goalpost moving these idiot liberals will do to try to somehow keep this asshole in the country. Get him out. Of all people, all the things he's got on his rap sheet and all the reasons to say, yeah, you're getting deported. Too bad. Too bad on all of your boo-hoos. Out. If they do end up bringing him back, you know they're going to fight to then upend the process to deport him and try to get other courts to go, well, hold on a second. And the people that say, well, this is a due process issue. He is guaranteed the right of due process. Well, not technically, actually, because he's not a U.S. citizen. Due process is granted only to U.S. citizens, according to the Constitution. But hey, don't let that bother you. There's always another factoid or thing or angle they're going to bring up to go, oh, but wait a minute. And now to the point they're getting into it on CNN over whether or not they had margaritas at the sit-down with Venezuela's president. Because there was glasses with cherries in them and ice or sugar on the rim. And it looked like a margarita, but it looked just like water. Maybe that's how they serve festive water down there. They can't afford a real margarita in Venezuela, so they serve what is sort of a margarita. Just none of the alcohol or the good stuff inside. Either way, bullshit. Bring them back. If you really want to bring them back to do the paperwork, I hope to God the Trump administration does the paperwork and sends them right back to Venezuela. Period. End of story. Most of America is sick of this bullshit. Stop your goalpost moving, your technicality arguing. And also, let's be real. If every single person being deported has to go through some long legal gauntlet, we're never getting rid of the 10 million illegally imported. Well, that wasn't illegal. They were refugees, Abe. We're going to call them this. And they were given flights into cities in the middle of the country purposely in red districts. I'll give the liberals this. I'll give the Dems this. It was a fucking evil plan. And it had a good shot of really working to try to change those red states like Ohio to blue. But fuck, enough already. So go ahead, finish off your email to me arguing why I'm wrong. And this is, we're one step away from Trump deporting your grandmother because he's not following the rules and he's ignoring court orders. And oh, I've read about, you know, what did the 9-0 decision really mean? And how come the Trump administration is claiming it's a win for them when it's clearly not? Again, back to the basics. Is he here legally? No. Get out. That's where I stand, and that's where many of us stand as well. On this day in 1886, Old Hoss Radbourne, easily one of the coolest old school baseball names and old school baseball looking dudes in one of the earliest photographs, is seen flipping the bird in a team photo. 1886. If it is not the first known flipping of the bird or universal sign of fuck you, I'm not sure what is, but it's got to be close. And finally, while we're on anniversaries, 250 years ago, Paul Revere made his famous ride from, I want to say, Lexington to Concord, or from Lexington, Mass, all the way down to Boston. I should know the exact route of it.
It's been 250 years since our nation went to war for independence. Today, thousands of people gathered in Massachusetts to watch a reenactment of how the American Revolution began. The first battles were in Lexington and Concord. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey described how ordinary Americans took on British soldiers.
Here across the North Bridge, they were fired upon. They returned fire with what Ralph Waldo Emerson described as the shot heard round the world. And they began a revolution that gave us our nation.
After 8 years of fighting, the U.S. gained its independence in 1783.
I do love good reenactments, though. That's for sure. There's a lot of people with the period pieces in this 250th anniversary. But the funniest part is that somebody on Twitter said, I've mapped all 7 Dunkin' Donuts locations that Paul Revere could have stopped on along his route from Lexington down to Boston, including in Arlington, West Medford. There's one just south of the Trader Joe's halfway to Arlington. There's one near Tufts University. Milford has one. Go down to Somerville. Of course, I'm not saying this correctly because I'm not using the Boston accent. I still think one of the most underrated SNL bits ever, the SNL Christmas Dunkin' Donuts.
Deck the halls with boughs of donuts. Real customers are telling you why their holidays run on Dunkin'.
All I want for Christmas is a Dunkin' Peppermint Dunkachino.
With the Dunkin' app, I can order and pay on my smartphone, so my coffee's waiting for me when I walk in.
Love Dunkin'. What are you talking about?
Where else can I get breakfast and the perfect stocking stuffer?
You want to talk real customers? Kid, that's me. I'm like the mayor of Dunkin'. This is the face of Dunkin' Donuts right there.
Hey, you can't smoke in here, man.
I'm not, Mark. I'm not smoking.
You're smoking in here.
It's outside.
Yeah,
I come down to Dunkin' every day. Grab a Crolla, have an extra large, 3 Parliaments, take a big dump. That's kind of the routine. It's douchebag will move when I'm ready.
And with Dunkin' Rewards app, there's even more reason to celebrate the season.
Yo, free coffee! I got the big one.
I got a free coffee right there on the app.
What are you doing, man? Show and tell or something? Huh? With a little show and tell, Dunkin' Nuts. Show that, mama.
Somebody needs to make a good reenactment of Paul Revere riding and stopping at several Dunkins along the way. That would be perfect. We'll end on some feedback here. I always appreciate the feedback. Zabe at yahoo.com. John Jenzerski says, Zabe, I don't know if Andy Poland knows this, but you can get free digital access to the Washington Post if you are a Montgomery County Public Library subscriber. And he sent a link. Wow. I don't know if you can get that at home, though. You must have to go to a public library, but if Andy really wanted to go on the cheap, then he could probably do that. This one from Jeff Logeman, or Logeman, Good morning, Steez. Preface, I love me some Scott Lynn. All the way back to my DC days 20 years ago before Stephen A. Smith ruined the national show. Well, look, he's a $100 million man. He's going to be president someday, Stephen A. Smith. I will be able to say yes. I was bumped from the national stage radio-wise by the man who would someday become president. Got that right, Kazab. Anyway, I love Scott. However, I prefer more Solly. Sometimes I feel like Scott is forcing the conversations with all three of you doing one show a week. I much prefer the one-on-one of you and Solly. Solly is more nimble and efficient and effortless in his responses to your thought starters. Well, Scott, and I love him too, Scott is the king of the filibuster. If there is a long way round to a point, Scott finds it and takes the scenic route. Efficiency is not exactly his strong suit. But he has, Scott, a wealth of knowledge and experience and perspective. And so for that, it's extremely valuable. Anyway, dare I say more Solly, less Scott. Sincerely loyal paid podcast listener, Jeff Logeman. Well, or Logeman. Listen, if Scott is unavailable because of he works a lot, and he's got a beautiful big family and stuff to do, and he's out socially inactive and all that, then we may not have him on every single week. It might just be a me and Solly two-man game of pickleball. But I will always try to get the full band back together whenever possible. And then I mentioned about somebody should make a fake or should film a Paul Revere riding and stopping at Dunkin's. You know what? Why even make it? Just type it into ChatGPT or Grok and see what spits out. Robert Bow said, Zabe, if you like Jesus memes, here's one for you. What if Jesus was on a podcast? Now, first, when I saw this, I mean, it's, wow. It's a guy who looks like a handsome young Jesus with the crown of thorns, and he's in front of a Shure SMB80 mic with Cloudlifter, I'm sure, and he is doing a podcast. And he's answering the typical dumb podcast questions.
What's my favorite movie? This is actually an interesting question because I get it a lot, and people expect me to answer, you know, The Passion of the Christ or King of Kings or like one of the more Jesus-y movies. But honestly, if you were publicly executed, would you want to watch that at the end of a long day? You know, like, no thank you. No thank you. I just want to watch something that goes down pretty easy. Honestly, favorite movie of all time? Like, I will always watch it if it's on TV. Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it is a perfect movie. So many quotable moments. Like, to this day, if anyone ever mentions the country Austria, like someone's praying for their cousin in Austria or whatever, I will always think to myself, Austria? Well then, a good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie. Because he thinks that she's talking about Australia. It's just that, and that, you know, that's why that's funny, you know, and it just, oh man, it's so good. What about you? What's your favorite movie?
The Passion of the Christ.
And it's the devil at the end. I don't know if somebody voiced this as a human and then overlaid the AI animation to it. But man, they're getting really, really scary good with the facial animation. Every little movement of the mouth and the lips and the tongue and the smiles and the eyes and the eyebrows of this fake Jesus that's AI driven is so spot on. Maybe it wasn't even a human who voiced the actual, not lyrics, but voiced the actual quotes in the 1 minute clip. In other words, it might have been typed in. Let me type in what I want a fake AI Jesus in a fake podcast to say, and then you make a video of it that looks photo realistic. Maybe you just typed into one of the AI agents, what would a Jesus podcast look and sound like, and hit enter. I'm not sure we're there yet, but I bet we're close. That is enough for me today. Thank you so much for listening and solo riding with me today. on a Tuesday. As always, rate and review. It helps tickle the algorithmic overlords. Subscribe, and for a mere $5 a month, you do away with these intrusive commercials and get just pure me or me and my guests Monday through Thursday, and you unlock the magical Fridays with me, Scott, and Solly. Just go to zabe.com/premium to find out more. What a deal, what a bargain. It started at $5 5 years ago. It hasn't changed ever since. I don't think it ever will. That's a fair price, and if you buy it for a year, it's even less than $5 because I give you 12 months for the price of 11. Or go month to month, cancel anytime. You know me. I'm not keeping anybody here or keeping anyone's money against their will. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.